Everyone, welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studios, and with me today is John McTavish. How you doing, John?
Good, man. We're going to, what do we call these, the 2P crew? Like, what, you know, like, I don't know. We got to have a name for the 2P.
Yeah, I'm not sure. When I was on Primetime, we had Eddie Ortega on, and he used the word, we're talking about pairs in a factory, he used the word couples. Ooh. I thought that was interesting.
That so we can do it
as a couples review.
Couples review. I like that. Make everyone uncomfortable.
There you go.
Say the word couple and the word moist, and then everyone at home just turns off.
Yep.
All right.
So today we are talking about the Ace Prime Luciano the Traveler. The cigar is, I don't know, is it a Churchill at 7x46? Like, what's the, I know it's 7x49 is more the appropriate.
It's kind of like it's a double Corona.
Okay.
I feel like. You know, it's a really weird Corona. It's like a double Corona Gorda. Like, it's an interesting size. I don't think I've seen a lot of those cigars that size.
Yeah. So it comes out of the Tabaco Pichardo factory in Nicaragua. Wrappers Ecuadorian Sumatra. Binder's from Nicaragua. And the filler is from Peru and Ecuador. Blended by Luciano Morales. Price point is $17. And the cigar was released in July of 2019. So with all that out of the way, John, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
First of all, it's really exciting to be going first. That's a rarity because, you know, only second to last. Anyways, we'll get into the price point afterwards because I don't think I realized how much that was. The cigar started really interesting. It was, I for those out there who are beer drinkers, I kind of likened it to a bit of like a farmhouse ale where you get that kind of yeasty, funky bread, but in a good way. For beer drinkers, would get that like in a good way. Yeah, in a good way. So like there's vegetal, musty, funky bread, yeasty, and I was like, oh, okay, like that's an interesting combination. I can't say I recall recently in a cigar. And then, you know, you kind of got the typical fare of baking spices and wood. And then there was a little bit of dryness that kind of crept in, and I'm like, but then chocolate kind of offset that. And then there's this interesting like savoriness, and I describe it as like the sort of savoriness you get after eating a peanut. I couldn't put my finger on it. So there was a lot of really unusual flavors, and I like, you know, interesting and not offensive, unusual flavors. So the first third, I was like, okay, this is an interesting cigar. Then unfortunately, the second third kind of just really flatlined. Like it was flatliners straight up, for those who watch. I started with a sweet bread and dry cedar, and I was like, okay, you know, it's lost a lot of funkiness and interesting, and then a little light cocoa, and then it just became, like, really wood forward, and the thing I put in there is, like, for whiskey, scotch, and bourbon drinkers, you know when you get a spirit and it's got that really wood forward character, like, you can't taste the spirit because the wood is just totally in your palate? That's what it was, and it's not a negative thing, it's just there's not enough going on there to really gather my attention. And that was kind of a huge bummer because I was hoping the second third was going to be exciting. And then the last third just right off the cliff, just really disharmonious, bitterness. And then the bitterness took on this ashy component. And I was like, oh, bro, that is not good. Burn was okay. It kind of went out the middle end of it. The last third it went out on me, requiring relay, which is a drag. Up to that point, it had been burning like a champ. And man, my draw was super, super milkshakey tight, about 3.5-4 notches. So give it an average review. So I don't know if the two things are related. You know, we always talk about construction. Could the draw, the burn be related? If you get a tight draw, you might have burn issues. And obviously, if you have a draw issue, it could influence the flavor. I'm not sure what happened. Anyways, all that to say, pretty average experience overall for me, which is disappointing on a $17 cigar. Aaron, what was your experience?
Yeah, for me, this cigar started with a mix of cedar, baking spice, and a light vegetal note. The vegetal note was replaced by mustiness fairly quickly. Second third saw the baking spice transition to black pepper. Final third saw some char join the cedar that was there. Construction was really good for me. Strength was medium the whole way. I thought the cigar had a nice start, but kind of dropped down to average in the second, third, and kind of maintained that the rest of the way. Fairly hefty price point on this cigar at $17. So, you know, with that in combination with the flavor profile, not too sure I'd come back to this one, although it was, a bit unique. So, not too sure about it. Let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with me at 5.85, and John gave it a 5.10. So my 5.85 matched up well. I mean, it was an above average flavor profile, had pretty good construction, no complaints there. So it kind of gets it into those high fives, which is, you know, close to the point where I'd smoke it again. But that price point is just a little bit of a detractor. So, John, how'd that 5.10 match up?
Gosh, you hate to see that on a $17 cigar. And unfortunately, it does match up well. You've got a below average flavor profile with, you know, average construction, which is, again, not something you see on a $17 cigar. So that's kind of a disappointment all around, really. Obviously, we don't know what goes into the cigar, but maybe some of the Peruvian tobacco or something like that is costing, man, $17 for, I mean, that's... It's definitely super premium category.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And yeah.
There's I don't think you smoked the Tiago Splitter from them, have you?
No.
I think they both use the similar wrapper with this Ecuadorian Sumatra. And I think that they both have, like, I'm trying to remember my pre-light notes, what if I said anything. Yeah, it's got this like greenish tinge to the wrapper. Like it's kind of that light tan, got a greenish tinge to it. And I got from this and the Tiago Splitter, I get kind of a candela-ish vegetal thing from it, which is fine because I don't mind that in a cigar. But it's just interesting that this wrapper seemed to kind of provide that, and it seemed to be on both cigars. So I'd be okay with it, but it didn't last very long in this one. I think I got a lot more in the Tiago Splitter. But
I think what surprised me is how close our overall flavor notes are. That might be the closest our flavor notes have ever been in any review ever. So I guess in that regard, it's consistent. I just wish the second third and obviously the last third, if the last third just come up a little bit, not so much in the bitter ash, and then the second third kind of carried all the way through. I mean, we're talking about a 6.3 something versus a 5.1 something. So, you know. Who knows? Like you said, at $17, man, it's just tough. It's tough to say, you know, I'm going to give this another shake. You know, a lot of cigar smokers out there are only going to get one shot at the $17 mark. So it's tough. It's tough. But yeah. I'm glad I had a chance to smoke it. That's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Plus, I'll check out the written review on the website, developmentpalates.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Peace, Prime.